we go. Cultivate Happiness, Season 2. I'm your host, Morgan Mitchell. Let's get started with today's episode. This podcast is sponsored by Juno Bait and Tackle, South Florida's best number one tackle shop ever, located in Juno Beach, just 2 miles south of the Juno Beach Pier. We have everything that you could possibly need for fishing. Check us out in store or online at junobait.com or on Instagram at Juno Bait. We hope to see you soon. All right, so as I start this episode and I'm choking ready, let's get into today's episode. And I want to start off by asking you guys, for anybody that's local here, and if you're not, then you totally could relate to this, driving through the parking lot of the outlets on Palm Beach Lakes Boulevard. And I was at the outlets today, and I actually absolutely love the Whole Foods there. If I am in that area, I always make it a point to stop at that Whole Foods. But I run into this issue every single time that I go, and I must have been there hundreds of times by now. But I always park in different parts of the parking lot, specifically in the Whole Foods parking lot. And every single time, I have it in my head that the exit is in a different area of the parking lot. And I find myself, instead of taking this straight shot that I am, you know, so confident is in the direction that I'm going, I end up weaving through the parking lot until I can find the exit. And I felt like this was such a metaphor for my life sometimes, because, and maybe for you too, because there are so many times in life where I feel like I have everything all planned out and I have more or less this straight shot to the exit, right? Whether it's a career, whether it's in my personal life, whatever the situation is, I just know how to get to where I need to go. And as many times as I have the situation planned, I end up realistically weaving through in order to find my way to where I need to go. And it can be kind of a mind game. Now, today in real life, it was actually a mind game because I couldn't figure out how to get out of the freaking parking lot. But in life, when I'm talking about it as a metaphor, this is like a legit thing that happens to me, and it's happened a lot. And I want to talk about this with you because I feel like on this path to cultivating the most happiness in my life, in all different areas of my life, reflecting on things that have happened in my past and what's currently going on in my life, and using those opportunities as lessons to really build up my self-confidence and be able to cultivate happiness, I really have spent a lot of time reflecting on certain situations that have occurred. And one of the things, as I was winding through this parking lot today, that it reminded me of was the situation with imposter syndrome that I know that I have struggled with in certain areas. And imposter syndrome is basically a situation where you feel like you are not worthy enough to pursue whatever is on your heart, whether it's in your professional life or your personal life. And for me, it tends to happen more with my career. And what has happened is, and it's nothing against anybody in my life, but what has happened throughout my life is that I was basically taught that external validation will determine whether or not something is meant to be. And so, for example, if I was sitting there and I had an idea about, I don't know, what career path I wanted to choose, I would kind of like ask around and I would rely solely on the responses of the people that were important in my life as to whether or not I was supposed to pursue that path. So I would basically give up my own intuition and my own heart and my own, you know, feeling that I have about the situation. And if people gave me a different answer than I was expecting, then I would seriously overanalyze why I felt the way that I did. But I would end up going towards the direction that everybody else had recommended. And I know that I cannot be the only person that has done this, but it has bled into a lot of different paths that I've wanted to pursue. And anyone out there that has known me for a long time, you know that I just thrive on creativity and I love the arts. And so, for example, when I was in high school, I took photography classes, and any elective that I had in college, I also took, you know, an art or photography class. And my dream was at one point was to have a photography career. And now I do all of the graphic design work for Juno Bait and a couple other local businesses in our area because I just am so passionate and I love it and I want to pursue it. But every single time that I actually go to learn something new in the area of the arts, I think to myself, is this really worth it? Am I really worth it? Is this something that is worthwhile pursuing? And it occurred to me today, and I feel like this is like a long explanation, and it really was a very short thought process as I was going through this parking lot for a few minutes. But as I was going through this parking lot, I thought to myself, this parking lot right now is a metaphor for all of those things that have interested me that I've backed down from because I didn't feel like I was worthy. Instead of listening to my own intuition about what I should have done, whether or not I could have made it happen, now I've been sitting on it for almost 20 years thinking to myself, you know, if I, as I was sitting there in the parking lot today, while driving in the parking lot today, I was thinking to myself, if I had truly pursued this like 15, 20 years ago, even 10 years ago, or 5 years ago, every 5 years this seems to come up. But if I had really pursued it back then, I could have mastered this whole idea and plan that I've had in my head for the last 20 years. But instead of just trusting my gut to get out of the parking lot, so to speak, in one shot, I was wavering back and forth, winding through these aisles until I somehow built up the confidence and, more importantly, the self-worth to pursue this path on my own, right? And I have to say that out of everyone in my life, that Todd has been my biggest cheerleader. And he was the one who was like, you are so talented. Like, I'm going to scoop you up and just have you do all the artwork for Juno Bait until you can see for yourself that this is something that you are truly meant to do. And I ask you this question for anybody out there that's listening. In my head, I picture that I'm like having a conversation with one of my best friends right now. But I ask you this question, that how many times in your life have you had something that keeps on coming up that is not, you know, that you can push down and push down and push down in your head and, you know, ignore as much as you possibly can. But the bottom line is that the idea, the thought does not go away. And along with that, I've had this visual, and obviously, you know, we've heard the common saying, like, I'm just trying to keep my head above water. But I actually get this visual in my head of me in the middle of the ocean off of Juno Beach, treading water and treading water and treading water and treading water and having the waves crash in my face and actually try to keep my head above the water when it comes to choices that I've made, because I've relied on everyone else's validation for the decisions that I've made. And I'm not going to spend too much time at all talking about this, but if this is an area that you are interested in learning more about, I highly recommend the book Worthy. It's out now. It's by Jamie Kern Lima, as I just completely butchered her name. Sorry, Jamie, but it is out now and it is so fantastic. And I have been completely absorbed with this book. And if you buy the book, then you can also download this workbook that has just been really powerful for me. So I 100% recommend anybody that's listening that's interested in it. And I can't do it justice, but to explain it, but it's just a fantastic book. And in one section of this book, there's much more to it, but she talks specifically about imposter syndrome. And throughout the book, she obviously talks about the topic of being worthy and the difference between being worthy and believing that you're worthy of something and self-confidence, and what the difference is between those two things. And it is so important, and I never thought about it. This was something that I never thought about. What is the difference between self-confidence and worthiness? And as I'm going through this book and I'm seeing the difference between the two, it is eye-opening. I would say that this book is probably It's had one of the largest impacts on my life. But with that being said, I just feel like if there is other people out there that are sitting there and they feel like they're just driving through this parking lot trying to figure out where the exit is and they keep on missing it, like I was today, I hope that you can actually begin to realize how important trusting your intuition is and how important it is not to rely on everybody else in your life, your inner circle, solely to make decisions for you. And it was something that I didn't even realize that I was doing. And as soon as I realized it, and as soon as I was driving through this parking lot today, and I was thinking about this metaphor, I was like, I got to jump on right now and talk about this. With relation to this, I also want to tell you guys this quick story, because I feel like it directs or relates directly to the topic that that I've just mentioned. But a couple weeks ago, the summer camp that Fisher goes to every summer had this massive fire, and it was devastating. And the community at Camp Wayfair and all the families have kind of gathered around this camp and have helped them in so many ways. I don't even know the ins and outs of it. We're just one of the families that have been able to show our support. And one of the ways that we showed our support was the administration of this camp had a direct connection to Maren Morris. And so Maren Morris decided to do this benefit concert at this small venue in Nashville the beginning of April. And she announced on Instagram and her social media platforms that they were going to have this small intimate concert on April 2nd and that the tickets were going to go on sale like basically a day and a half later. And I was sitting there and I absolutely love Maren Morris. And 4 or 5 years ago, we had purchased tickets to go to the Maren Morris concert. She was actually going to play in South Florida, and it got canceled because of COVID, and I never ended up going to this concert. So when this concert came up last week, I was just so excited. Like, my gut was telling me, this is something that, first of all, is awesome because it's a benefit for this place that Fisher just absolutely loves. And then also, not only do we get to support Camp Wayfair, but I would also get to go to see this musician that I just absolutely love. And so, of course, for like a split second, I kind of forgot who I was. And I was like, oh, yeah, let's just jump on a plane on a Tuesday and fly to Nashville for this concert and then fly home on Wednesday. And after I said this out loud to Todd, I like immediately had this gut feeling like, you are crazy. You are unworthy of this. Like, you, who are you to think that you can just buy tickets to a benefit concert at a venue, an intimate venue in Nashville on April 2nd, and just like leave town and, you know, just like do something like this? And so I really like talked myself out of it. Like, any scenario that you could think of about how ridiculous, you know, it was to go to this concert in Nashville, I came up with. I basically had talked myself out of it. And Todd and I had the opportunity to spend some time together last week. And in that situation, we were talking about this concert, and it all happened, you know, around the same time. And he was like, I kind of think that we can swing this. And I was like, swing, like going to the concert? And he's like, yeah, like, I think that we can swing it. Like, we can come up with a number in our head that we think that the tickets are going to cost. And we came up for a plan to purchase plane tickets and a hotel room. And again, for the split second, I started to imagine myself actually at this Maren Morris concert. But then, of course, I started to play games again in my head about like how unrealistic it was, how people like me, they don't just like fly to Nashville for a benefit concert. Like, I just had this feeling of unworthiness in my head, and there was no one around me to validate my feelings one way or the other, other than Todd. And so Todd's sitting there and he's like, I think we can swing it. Like, you know, and he's kind of making this game about it. Like, let's bet on how much tickets are and, you know, whatever. So we start kind of like talking about it and trying to figure out how much, if we were Maren Morris or her manager or her team, like how much we would charge for these tickets. And, you know, so we're thinking all of this through, and we decided that last Friday that I was going to get to Juno Bait at 9:45. The tickets go on sale at 10 o'clock and we would have the link ready and we would figure out how much the tickets cost. And at that time I had called, like that day before, I had called my sister-in-law, Nikki, and I asked her if she wanted to go. And we kind of like loosely, she said that she was interested, but again, we had no idea how much these tickets were going to cost. So I get to Juno Bait at 9:45 and I, you know, get my computer all ready and I'm all set to go. And I click on the link at exactly 10 o'clock. And as I click on the link, I see that the ticket prices are $62 and change. So right away, I'm completely turned upside down because Todd and I thought that the tickets were going to be like $500 to $1,000. And here they are, $62 and change. So then I'm thinking to myself, holy shit, like this is definitely something that's doable. But again, in that split second, I had this feeling in my head like, absolutely not. This is just so unrealistic. Like, how dare you think that you can actually go to a concert in Nashville on a Tuesday? Like, this is just like, who do you think you are? Like, you're not a celebrity. Like, you can't just do something like this and like leave town, right? So I end up calling my sister-in-law, Nikki, and saying, hey, these tickets are $62. Are you interested in going? And of course, she was like, yes, I'm interested in going. Like, they're $62. We'll figure out the plane tickets and everything later. And so as I am as I'm on the phone with her and I'm getting this like external validation from her, like, of course, yes, like, why are you even calling me right now? I go to purchase the tickets and now it's 10:05 and the tickets are sold out. And Todd could just see the devastation. Like, I was devastated. But the thing about it is that I wasn't necessarily devastated because we didn't get the tickets. I was devastated because I knew wholeheartedly that I sabotaged this on purpose because I didn't feel like I was deserving to go to this concert on a Tuesday. I had made up this entire story in my head because I didn't believe I was worthy enough to actually go to this concert. And I was so disappointed in myself, right? Because here I had people around me telling me, you know, like, yes, of course. And even my brother-in-law, Damon, I could hear him in the background saying, like, what are you doing? Just buy as many tickets as you can and figure it out later, right? And I'm sure some of you listening right now are like, of course, like, that would be the right strategy. But again, we're going back to this Whole Foods parking lot metaphor where instead of knowing exactly how to get out of the parking lot in one straight shot, I'm driving through this maze, right? So I leave my computer, I kind of like slam it closed, I walk around in Juno Bait for a minute, and Todd's like, it's okay. Like, don't worry, it wasn't meant to be. Like, there's so many other things going on that week. We have it all worked out. Like, you know, we're gonna have so much fun. And I was just so mad at myself because I knew that I had sabotaged this intentionally because I didn't believe that I was worthy enough. And so I went back to the computer and I don't know what hit me, but in this moment I went back to the computer. So now it's like 10:08. I go back to the computer and I log in and I refresh. Todd's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm just going to go and refresh my screen one more time. So I go and refresh, and somehow, instead of it saying sold out, it allows me to purchase 3 tickets. And without speaking to anyone, Todd just happened to be standing next to me, and so he could see what I was doing. But without speaking to anyone, I just pull out my card and I purchase these 3 tickets. That was the max amount that I could buy, but otherwise I probably would have bought more. But I bought these tickets and I just like couldn't believe that God, the universe, whatever you want to call this magical power that we all know exists, to work in my favor, because I finally realized that I had to follow my intuition in this one particular situation, and how the more you follow your intuition and start to trust yourself, the more you realize that, like, you have all the power right inside of you. And in this case, me, right? Like, I have all the power I need right inside of me. I know what the right answer is, and it's just being able to trust myself. So later that afternoon, we had decided after I bought the tickets that I had a couple things for work that I needed to take care of, and that we were going to kind of talk about the logistics of the trip and, you know, the plane tickets and the hotel and, you know, everything later that evening. And so I go and I do the things that I need to do for Juno Bait. And later that afternoon, Todd's at Juno Bait and I was out taking care of our dogs. And I get this text message from Todd, and he had found this great deal on tickets in a hotel room for this concert. And as soon as I read the text message, I just started to have these tears in my eyes well up, and it wasn't because, I mean, obviously going to this concert and being able to help and support Camp Wayfair is just like a once in a lifetime opportunity, especially in the way of going to this venue and seeing Maren Morris play. But it wasn't so much that, it was the fact that this whole situation happened and I learned such a valuable lesson from it. And I hope that sharing this story with you, or even this episode, I hope that this resonates with someone out there and that you're able to kind of step outside yourself and realize that you too are 100% worth whatever you are feeling in your heart, whether it's your career or your personal life or your marriage or, you know, whoever you're dating or whatever the situation is. I just hope that you know that you are strong enough to pursue whatever it is that you're being pulled to do. And without getting, you know, too mushy or whatever, I just, I hope that this helps somebody today, and I will talk to you guys next week. And if you ever want to find me, you can find me on Instagram at Cultivate Happiness. And I'm always checking my DMs, or at Juno Bate. I also mostly run our social media for that. Or we have a sister business right now, Catch 365. Or just come in Juno Bate any day. Most days I'm there. And I look forward to talking to you guys soon.